I'd like to ask my Aunt Evelyn now to come join me. And we're going to do a song together. We're going to do a song together called The Great High Wind. And this is a song that my mother learned from her grandfather, George Sullivan, who's my great-grandfather. We'll teach you the chorus. It's called The Great High Wind That Blew the Low Post Down. And the chorus goes, oh, it blew on the valley and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got a chill. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got a chill. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Why don't you try that?
Oh, it blew on the valley and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got a chill. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
When the wind didn't die, blew the whiskers off the rye, and it blew so high, blew the buttons off the sky. When the Lord beat through, he hollered, well, well, why? It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Oh, it blew in the valley and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got a chill. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Well, it blew while the bugs snore roast sweet potatoes, and it wrinkled up the skin on a flock of alligators, and it blew away the kiss from a pair of osculators. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Oh, it blew in the valley and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got a chill. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Well, it stirred up the fire and it stirred up the soup, and it stirred up the hens and the little chicken coop, and it lifted up the feathers in the roost to give a whoop. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Oh, it blew in the valley and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got a chill. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Well, the steeple rang out till it saved every pigeon, and the wind played a tune on the bills of the organ, and the preacher cried out till the devil got religion. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Oh, it blew in the valley and it blew on the hill, blew till the sun and the moon stood still, blew down in hell till the devil got a chill. It's the great high wind that blew the low post down.
Well, we got here yesterday and it was raining, and I sat out there in my rain poncho last night in the rain. And we're going to do a song called Sun's Gonna Shine. And this is a song that comes, it's an American song from the Depression time. And I'll assume you're warmed up now. I want to hear a little more singing on this chorus. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away. And I'll teach you the chorus first. If you don't sing loud enough, I'm gonna make you keep doing it over and over.
You sound like a school teacher.
Because we want to bring the sun out. This is the chorus.
Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away.
Now it's not that hard. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Try that.
Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away.
My mama told me many years ago never to marry no man that I know. Won't give you money, no decent clothes. What will become of you, God only knows.
Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away.
Our times are coming, so I've been told. Never trade love
winds will blow my blues all away. Low down, cheap woman, she tried to steal my man. Low down, cheap woman, she tried to steal my man. Low down, cheap woman, she tried to steal my man. If I ever catch her, I'll kill her if I can. Love's gonna shine in my back door someday. Love's gonna shine in my back door someday. Love's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away.
Thank you.
Now let's welcome two of our favorite performers to the stage, John Johnson of Gainesville and Pat Wickman of St. Augustine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm John.
I'm Pat. I'm the only one left. We came last year and talked a little bit about the 18th century, about the American Revolution, and Cousin Thelma was kind enough to invite us back again this year. The tunes that we're doing for you this morning are strictly 18th century tunes, tunes that were popular during the American Revolution. The one that we're going to start off with is one that you may have heard before if you went to see the movie Barry Lyndon. It was popular long before they made the movie, though, I assure you. And it's even kind of ironic that they used it as background music in a British movie because it was written as an Irish protest song. The Irish, I don't think I have to tell you, never had any love lost for the English to begin with. And so this is a tongue-in-cheek little ditty, and it's called Lily Bolero. We're not doing all the verses for you because we assume that some of you would like to quit sooner or later and get lunch. So we're just going to do some choice ones so you get an idea of the Irish opinion of the British. Oh, Brother Teague, dost hear the decree, Lily Bolero, Bolenala, that we shall have a new deputy, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. La ro la ro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. La ro la ro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Now the good Talbot is made a lord, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. He and his brave lads are coming aboard, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Laro, laro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Laro, laro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Now Tyrconnell is come ashore, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. And we shall have commissions galore, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Laro, laro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Laro, laro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. There once was a prophecy found in a bog, Lily Bolero, Bolenala, that Ireland be ruled by an ass and a dog, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Laro, laro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Laro, laro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. That prophecy's true and has now come to pass, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. For Talbot's a dog and Tyrconnell's an ass, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Laro, laro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala. Laro, laro, Lily Bolero, Bolenala.
Now, while Pat gets her drum on, she's actually wearing the wrong costume for this. Normally, when she plays the drum, she's wearing an outfit much like mine, but with a green rifle shirt or smock. She's a drummer in the East Florida Militia Fife and Drum Corps over in St. Augustine. But this next song that we're going to do is a variant of the song Johnny, We Hardly Knew You. And it's done with the accompaniment of a drum, except it's called Fighting for Strangers.
There were women who drummed in the American Revolution. They didn't go out looking like this, though. So I still feel a little incongruous in a woman's outfit with a drum. Okay. What makes you go abroad fighting for strangers when you could be safe at home, free from all dangers?
The recruiting sergeant came our way to an inn nearby at the close of day. He said, "Johnny, you're a fine young man. Would you like to learn to march behind a military band with a scarlet coat, a big cocked hat, and a musket at your shoulder?" The shilling he took and he kissed the book. Oh, poor Johnny, what will happen to you? A recruiting sergeant marched away from the inn nearby at the break of day. Young Johnny went with half a ring. He was going to be a soldier. He'd be fighting for the king in a foreign war, in a foreign land, to face a foreign soldier. But how will you fare when there's lead in the air? Oh, poor Johnny, what will happen to you? Neath the blazing sun in a barren land where a thin red line took a military stand, there was chain shot, round shot, grape shot too, swords and bayonets rusting through. Young Johnny fell, but the day was won, and the king is grateful to you. Your soldiering's done and we're sending you home. Oh, poor Johnny, what will they do to you? Oh, they said he was a soldier and not to grieve over two wooden legs and an empty sleeve. And they brought him home and they sat him down with a military pension and a letter from the crown. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. The enemy nearly slew you. You'll have to go out in the town and beg. Oh, poor Johnny, what will happen to you?
Now to lighten things up considerably. This tune supposedly was the tune that was played when General Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown. It has one name when the king comes to his own again. The other name to it is "The World Turned Upside Down."
Right. It was generally accepted in war in the 18th century that if the loser in the battle had acquitted himself well, he was allowed to march up to the surrender with his flags flying, with his arms, and playing a tune of the victor as a return honor. The British and the Americans had played a little nasty game with each other all through the Revolution. Washington had taken quite a chopping to his personality at the Battle of Burgoyne's defeat some years earlier, and it rankled with him and it rankled with the other generals, and they carried it right through to Yorktown. So that by the time the British were ready to surrender, they were not allowed a tune of the victor. They had to march in with their colors cased and lay down their arms. And they still don't look kindly on that era in England today. So that was the beautiful irony of this tune, that it was the British tune called "The World Turned Upside Down," which is bad enough. But what they were really saying is, "When the king comes into his own again." Oh, this is a parody on it too, by the way.
Yes.
So you get two angles here.
Golden happy days were those when I was in my prime. The lassies took delight in me, I was so neat and fine. I roamed about from fair to fair, likewise from town to town. Until one day I took a wife and the world turned upside down.
When I was young and in my prime, I'd neither doubt nor care. I took delight in mirth and wine, and I roamed from fair to fair. I took delight in jovial life, till fate on me did frown. Until, alas, I got a wife, and the world turned upside down.
Okay. This is a kind of a heavy tune, but this is one of my favorites. Because not everybody went off to war. Some women were fortunate or unfortunate enough to be chosen as camp followers with a regiment, which meant that their husband was a soldier, and they were allowed to go along, and they were allowed the privilege of helping to wash 700 pairs of socks and darn 700 uniforms and tend to 700 men, hopefully not all wounded. Some stayed home. The ones who stayed home lamented.
Sure, 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 no, only time can heal my woe. The lad of my heart from me did go. Johnny's gone for a soldier. Here I sit on Buttermilk Hill. Who can blame me, cry my fill? Every tear would turn a mill. Johnny's gone for a soldier. Show, 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 Nagra. Only time can heal my woe. Since the lad of my heart from me did go, Johnny's gone for a soldier. I sold my flax, I sold my wheel, to buy my love a sword of steel, so it in battle he might wield. Johnny's gone for a soldier. Show, show, sholnagra. Only time can heal my woe. Since the lad of my heart from me did go, Johnny's gone for a soldier. Hush, my baby, hush, my love. Gone the rainbow, gone the dove. Your father was my only love. Johnny's gone for a soldier. Show, show, sholnagra. Only time can heal my woe. Since the lad of my heart from me did go, Johnny's gone for a soldier.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you all here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's give them another hand. I tell you about the programs in the past. And I want to tell you about the J. Smith family, whom you'll hear next. Jay and Peggy grew up in Florence, South Carolina, and FFF celebrates its silver anniversary on a only a few months before they celebrate their silver anniversary. Jay was first on the festival program in 1959. The family, Peggy, Gretchen, Dan, Molly, and Jay, sang together every festival from 1962 through 1974. Then the children grew up and kind of got away from us. But they are here to help us celebrate our 25th anniversary, and they're going to sing for us once more together. The J. Smith family of Jacksonville.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. They really didn't get away from us. They just haven't been here on the stage very often, and I'm not too sure how often they'll be here again. Dan has become interested in magic and conjuring, sleight of hand. Molly's interested in painting, and Gretchen has kept pretty busy raising children and keeping a home, but she also still does some picking and singing. So we used to sing a lot of game songs. So we don't play the games, we just sing them. So this is one of them.
Marching across the green grass, we're marching across the green grass on a husky, dusky day.
What are you marching here for, here for, here for? What are you marching here for on a husky, dusky day?
We want to get married, married, married. Oh, we want to get married on a husky, dusky day.
You're mighty dirty and ragged, ragged, ragged. You're mighty dirty and ragged on a husky, dusky day.
We're just as clean as you are, you are, you are. We're just as clean as you are on a husky, dusky day.
Well, how you gonna get us, get us, get us? How you gonna get us on a husky, dusky day?
We'll slide down the chimney, the chimney, the chimney. We'll slide down the chimney on a husky, dusky day.
We'll fire up the chimney, the chimney, the chimney. We'll fire up the chimney on a husky, dusky day.
We'll climb through the window, the window, the window. We'll climb through the window on a husky, dusky day.
We'll lock up the window, the window, the window. We'll lock up the window on a husky, dusky day.
We'll walk through the doorway, the doorway, the doorway. We'll walk through the doorway on a husky, dusky day.
Well, who you gonna marry, marry, marry? Who you gonna marry on a husky, dusky day?
I'll take this one.
I'll take that one.
Nobody else for this one.
On a husky, dusky day,
march across the green grass, green grass, green grass, or march across the green grass on a husky, dusky day.
As you know, this is the 25th anniversary of the Florida Folk Festival, and as Thelma mentioned, we'll be having our 25th wedding anniversary in January, so we tried to find a song that was appropriate to anniversaries. Those are the times when you think of the way things used to be and how they are now.
Sailed around the world and back again, and I'd ride down on a great white horse. I'd bring her love she'd been longing for. I'd bring her laughter and sunny days on a great white horse. I'd carry her
on the way, and he'd ride down great white horse, he'd ride away with me.
Seven seas. Anywhere we are becomes our castle, and the only love I want is here with me. And we ride down on a great white horse. We found the love we've been longing for. You are my heaven. Found my heaven, and here I'll stay.
Thank you. I'll tell you again not to forget the workshops that are going on down on the old stage. There are, oh my goodness, let's see what there are here. The Psaltery Workshop, the Rhythm Bones Workshop at 12:30. That ought to be fun. And at 1:30, the Dulcimer Workshop. And at 2:30, the Liars Workshop. All these places are down near the food shelter. And we mustn't forget about the victuals. And oh, we've got all kinds of victuals. Chicken and dumplings and chicken perlow and fried chicken. Turnip green, collard greens. and crackling cornbread and Spanish bean soup. Spaghetti, Indian fry bread, hoppin' John, okra and tomatoes for the vegetarians, black-eyed peas and cornbread, smoked mullet, yogurt, to name a few. Go down there and eat them out of house and home. Don't forget about the folk life demonstration. Don't forget about the ox carts ride. That'll just keep you busy. And when you get tired of hearing us here, well, you can jump up and go do some of these other things. Don't forget about Doc McConnell's great medicine show up there at the top of the hill. All right. Let's welcome to the stage Paul Battle from Tampa, and Joe Kuhn.
Good morning.
Ago on a cold dark night, someone was killed beneath the town hall light. The people that saw it did all agree that the stranger who fled looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil and visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, no nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though I know it meant my life. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil and visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stands in the crowd, she sheds not a tear. But late in the evening when the cold winds blow in a long black veil, she's crying o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil and visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Thank you very much. This next song that we're going to do is a song that I've known pretty much most of the time I've been playing the guitar, but it didn't really make an impact on me until I was sitting in a doctor's office one day, and I had met a man from up north that had worked in the mines for pretty much most of his life that was being treated for black lung. And after that, I could take the whole situation of mining and the song that we're about to sing a whole lot more seriously. The name of the song is Dark as a Dungeon.
Come all ye young fellas, so young and so kind, and waste not your lives in the dark, dreary mines. For with ruin we'll get you, and we'll seep to your soul, till the blood in your veins runs as black as the coal. Well, it's dark as a dungeon, damp as a dew, where the dangers are doubled and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Well, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines. There's a many a man I have known in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope or a drunk with his wine. He will soon have a lust for the lure of the mines. Well, it's dark as a dungeon, damp as a dew, where the dangers are doubled and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Well, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines. Well, when my life here is over and my race is run. My body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I look through the door of my heavenly home, and I'll pity the miner digging my bones. Well, it's dark as a dungeon, damp as a dew, where the dangers are doubled and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. Well, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines. Well, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
Here it is. I was thinking on the way out here, this was the first time for me that I'd have ever shown up here on a day when the sun was almost out. We're going to sing a last song. It's a Irish ballad type song about the War of 1898. It's called The Rising of the Moon.
Halt and tell, mission, O Pharaoh, tell me why you hurry so. Hush, my boy, now hush and listen. And his eyes were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain. Get ye ready, quick and soon. All the pipes must be together at the rising of the moon. Halt and tell, mission of Pharaoh, where the gathering is to be. At the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One word more, a signal token. Whistle low the marching tune. With your pipes upon your shoulder, it's the rising of the moon. There beside that singing river, that dark mass of men were seen. High above their shining weapons stood their own immortal dreams. Death to every foe and traitor, all who'd strike a marching tune. We will follow in their footsteps at the rising of the moon. Oh, how well they fought for dear old Ireland, and how bitter was their fate. Oh, what glorious pride and sorrow fills the name of 98. Yes, thank God, while hearts are beating, each man bear the burning wound. We will follow in their footsteps at the rising of the moon. Halt and tell me, Shino Pharaoh, tell me why you hurry so. Hush, my boy, now hush and listen. And his eyes were all aglow.
Oh, that's just a little heavy dew falling. Don't pay any attention to that. Now let's welcome one of our tried and trues, Barbara Mueller of Lake Mary. Barbara has been with us many times. She's a fine musician, and we welcome her and her music to her 9th Florida Folk Festival.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma, and thank you, brave souls. Reading the newspapers of late, I was wondering what to sing today, and reading the newspapers made me think of this song. Actually, it was written back during the Civil War, or shortly thereafter, but like a true folk song, it's applicable at any particular time. It's got a chorus to it that you might feel so moved to join in on. One day I was walking, I heard a complaining, and saw an old woman, a picture of gloom. She gazed at the mud on her doorstep, 'twas raining, and this was her song as she wielded her broom. All life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle and prices, they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. There's too much of worriment goes into a bonnet. There's too much of ironing goes into a shirt. There's nothing that pays for the time you waste on it. There's nothing that'll last us but trouble and dirt. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle and prices, they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. In March it is mud, it is slush in December. The midsummer breezes are loaded with dust. In fall the leaves litter, in muddy September the wallpaper rots and the candlesticks rust. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle and prices, they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Last night in my dreams I was stationed forever on a far little rock in the midst of the sea. My one chance of life was a ceaseless endeavor to sweep off the waves as they swept over me. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle and prices, they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Alas, 'twas no dream, ahead I behold it. I see I am helpless my fate to avert. She lay down her broom, her apron she folded. She lay down and died and was buried in dirt. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle, and prices, they double and triple, and nothing is as I would wish it to be. This is a song I don't think I've ever sung here, or sung in very many places. It's a ballad. And it's one of my favorites, so I think it's time to bring it out. I once loved a lass.
Mm-hmm.
loved a lass, and I loved her so well. And I hated all others who spoke of her ill. But now she's rewarded me well for my love, for she's gone to be wed to another. One eve, my love and I sat down to dine, and I picked up the pitcher and poured the sweet wine. And I drank to the one who should have been mine. But she's gone to be wed to another. One day, my love, to the churchyard did go, and with brides and bridesmaidens she made a fine show. And neither of me did she think or know, for she's gone to be wed to another. Oh, the men of New Forest, they ask it of me, how many strawberries grow in the salt sea. And I answered them back with a tear in the ear, how many ships sail in the forest. Dig me a grave and dig it so deep, and cover it over with roses so sweet. And I lay me down on a little ice sleep, and maybe I'll forget her. So we dug him a grave, and we dug it so deep, and we covered it over with roses so sweet. Now he laid him down for a little while sleep, and maybe by now he's forgot her. This instrument, I'm sure you have already seen a number of, which, and I'm sure you'll see more before the festival is over. This is an Appalachian dulcimer. This one happens to have three strings, and I'd like to sing a song for you, get you to sing with me. It's one that I learned from a delightful, sweet lady who you'll be hearing later, Betty Smith, And I asked her if I could sing it today, and she said yes. It's kind of a children's song for grown-ups. And it's got a very, very complicated, difficult chorus. So you have to listen closely to catch on. It goes like this. Wee, 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 wee. Think you can handle that? Let's hear you. Wee, 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 wee. I can't hear you. Are you out there? Wee, 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 wee. There you are. Wee, 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 wee. That's pretty good. When I was a wee, wee tot, they took me from my wee, wee cot, put me on my wee, wee pot to see if I would wee or not. Wee, 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 wee. Wee, 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 wee. When they saw that I would not, they took me from my wee, wee pot, put me in my wee, wee cot. There I wee, weed quite a lot. Wee, 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 wee. They took me from my wee wee cot, smacked me on my wee wee butt, which goes to show that you should not drink very much when the weather is hot. Wee wee, wee wee, wee wee, wee wee. When I was young and in my prime, I used to wee wee all the time. Now I'm getting old and gray, can scarcely manage twice a day. Wee wee, wee wee, wee wee, wee wee. I was going to ask Cousin Thelma, invite Cousin Thelma to do me the honor of doing a song with me. Let me get your chair. I wait all year for this.
So do I.
You want to tell them about the dancing man?
Well, we called him Limberlegs. She calls him a dancing man. Whatever he is, he's fun. We fell in love with Evelyn's little horse when she was out here, didn't we? Did you see Evelyn's horse?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, here he goes.
Okay. This has a chorus that you'll pick up on, I think, I hope. Let's get my hands right here. What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? He won't go to sleepy, oh. That's the chorus. What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? He won't go to sleepy, oh. Wrap him up in calico, wrap him up in calico, wrap him up in calico, send him to his mommy, oh. What'll I do? All I do with the baby, oh, all I do with the baby, oh, he won't go to sleepy, oh. Wrap him up in a tablecloth, wrap him up in a tablecloth, wrap him up in a tablecloth, throw him up in the knob and lock. All I do with the baby, oh, all I do with the baby, oh, all I do with the baby, oh, he won't go to sleepy, oh. Tell his daddy when he comes home, tell when he comes home, tell his daddy when he comes home, I'll give old Louie a chicken bone. What'll I do with the baby, oh?
What'll I do with the baby, oh?
What'll I do with the baby, oh?
He won't go to sleepy, oh.
dancing north and dancing south, dancing north and dancing south, dancing north and dancing south, for a little moonshine in his mouth. Oh, what'll I do with the baby, oh, what'll I do with the baby, oh, what'll I do with the baby, oh, if he won't go to sleepy, oh. Every time the baby cries, stick my finger in the baby's eye, that's what I do with the baby, oh, that's what I do with the baby, oh.
Oh, that was fun. Let's welcome another old friend. He moved from Florida up to Stone Mountain, Georgia. Dan Tillinghast.
Don't shoot. I didn't intend to do this song when I came up this week, but I got a new verse last night from Jim Crawford, so I've got to do it. Besides that, I'm wearing a pair of my daddy's logging boots, and it fits the story. As I sat down one evening within a small cafe, a 40-year-old waitress to me these words did say, I see you are a logger and not a common bum, for no one but a logger stirs coffee with his thumb. My lover was a logger, there's none like him today. If you poured whiskey on it, he'd eat a bale of hay. He never shaved his whiskers from off his horny hide. He drove them in with a hammer, then he bit them off inside. Now here's Jim's verse. When he went deer hunting, he never shot a shell. He just took off his logging boots and killed them with the smell. My lover came to see me, 'twas on a freezing day. He held me in a fond embrace that broke three vertebrae. He kissed me when he left me, so hard it broke my jaw. I could not speak to tell him he forgot his Mackinaw. And so my logger lover went sauntering through the snow, a-whistling gaily homeward at 48 below. The weather tried to freeze him, it did its level best. At 100 degrees below zero, he buttoned up his vest. So it froze plumb through to China, it froze to the stars above. At 1,000 degrees below zero, froze my logger love. They did their best to thaw him, and if you'll believe me, sir, they made him into axe blades to chop the Douglas fir. And so I lost my lover, and to this cafe I come, and here I wait for someone who stirs coffee with his thumb.
Thank you. I have to apologize to Evelyn Beers Bernstein because she gave me a sequel parody to that, and I haven't learned the words to it, but he ends up marrying the waitress, and they have 18 children in 9 months because they don't believe in waiting or the pill or something. Well, that was a cheerful tune, so we might as well go into a sad one. My dears, do you know that a long time ago there were two little children whose names I don't know. They wandered away on a bright summer day and got lost in the woods, I've heard people say. When it was night, how sad was the sight. The star sun had gone down and the moon gave no light. They sighed and they sighed and they bitterly cried. When they got weary, they lay down and died. And when they were dead, the robin so red brought strawberry leaves and over them spread and sang a sweet song the whole night long to the babes in the wood, poor babes in the wood. Thank you. I learned that one, I hate to admit it, some 32 years ago when I was growing up in West By God, Virginia. And I have so far lived in Illinois, Michigan, Missouri, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Texas, Florida, and now Georgia, and I'm getting ready to move to North Carolina. I think there must be some gypsy somewhere in the family. I know there's some Potawatomi Indian, but I don't know if they were a migrant tribe. Ah, yes. My grandfather, my father's father, taught this one to my father, who taught it to me. So it goes back at least for 125 years that I'm cognizant of. My father was a keeper of the Eddystone Light, and he married a mermaid one fine night. From this union there came three, a porpoise, a porgy, and the other was me. Oh, ho, ho, and the wind blows free, you know, for the life on the rolling sea. One night as I was a trimming of the glim, a singing a verse from the evening hymn, a voice from starboard shouted ahoy, there was me mother a sitting on a buoy. Oh ho ho, and the wind blows free, you know, for the life on the rolling sea. Tell me what has become of my children three, my mother she did ask of me. One was exhibited as a talking fish, and the other was served on a chafing dish. Oh ho ho, and the wind blows free, you know, for the life on the rolling sea. Then the phosphorus flashed in her seaweed hair, and I looked again, and my mother wasn't there. A voice came echoing out of the night, to hell with the keeper of the Eddystone Light. Oh ho ho.